What is going on, fight fans, MMA fans? It is your boy. It is your brother in arms. It is Ike freaking Feldman back in the saddle, ready to give you the latest news, updates, anecdotes in the world of combat sports. If you want to get involved with the program, you can see below at Iketagon, Iketagon, everything. Yes. Or call the show, 646-820-9848. I am not in my usual studio setup. This is low definition. This is plan B. This is makeshift studio, but we are still putting out content. We are still getting the job done. Who's not getting the job done? And UFC 283 this past weekend, we'll get into that and everything. But I got to hit the bigger storylines first and foremost. Dana White still has not received no freaking punishment for slapping his wife on New Year's Eve. I think he is not out of the woods on this because his ego refused to go away, simply because he is still promoting Power Slap, which is a TBS program where contestants stand in front of each other defenseless and slapping one another until they are flash KO'd and they are curled up and can no longer stand up, and that person wins $4,000. Yeah. Not really a sport. More of some ESPN 8 the Ocho type of entertainment in terms of the what the Power Slap brings to the table. It's been getting extremely raw and poor feedback from the fight community. That's why I say Dana White is not necessarily out of the woods yet, because man slaps his wife and now he's promoting a Power Slap league. Not a good look. Now, I don't know how the show is run, if it's live or if everything was already curtailed and tailored and the UFC and Dana White and Endeavor already knows how the season plays out, or it's live and ever evolving every week. It's not good, and it's getting poor press. Like I said, the entire fight community is pretty much disparaging the Power Slap League, Dana White's Power Slap League. And it makes sense. It's just not good optics. It is not good optics. If you guys want to know my full extensive take on the Dana White situation, what should happen, the most diplomatic way I could put it, go find it on my Twitter at Ike Feldman. And I still can't believe that Ari Emanuel, Endeavor, and the all-powerful Disney, Mickey Mouse, have not stepped in to suspend Dana White, or at least not make him at the forefront of these big fight cards to keep him in the background. Maybe this is a time where Hunter Campbell, the all-encompassing, know-it-all lawyer who negotiates these contracts for the most part. Hunter Campbell, a guy who looks like Harry Potter. If you see him at the weigh-ins, he's always in the background. It seems like Dana White and company are grooming Hunter Campbell to take that role. In my opinion, this would have been the perfect time for the more diplomatic, the less street savvy Hunter Campbell, who aligns more with a NFL commissioner, like a Roger Goodell or an NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, MLB, Robert Manfred, hockey, Gary Bettman. More clean cut, more diplomatic, more well-spoken. I think it would have been a great time to roll out Hunter Campbell, especially with the poor headlines. But Dana White knows the right people. He is still in his position of power. He's still at the forefront of these events. He's still doing press conferences. Unbelievably. Again, go to my Twitter. I lay out exactly how I feel about this whole situation. To sum up that I think it was a 4-thread tweet that I put on Twitter was, why do mixed martial artists, Conor McGregor, John Jones, War Machine from years ago, why do MMA executives, Dana White in particular, why do they get a pass? Is it because this is MMA? These things happen in MMA? To quote Gus Johnson on the broadcast of Jake Shields and Dan Henderson, these things happen in MMA? Like, if you're in MMA or boxing, you're enabled and allowed to be aggressive and I don't know, outrageous in your behavior because you are in MMA. It's pathetic. It needs to be abolished from the sport, the poor behavior. I know there's always one bad egg in every thousand, but mixed martial artists, boxers, they need to be held to a higher standard. They're walking around with weapons on them. They are trained and disciplined killers, masters of combat. People who will join the Marines don't know as much as a UFC fighter. And it needs to be treated that way in the public. Shoutouts to Blue Jay MLB, who has a comment that will be associated with a topic later. I appreciate you, Blue Jay MLB, for reaching out, jumping on the stream. Again, guys, if you want to get involved, hit me up at Ike the Gon or 646-820-9848. Yeah. John Jones, very poor character in this MMA space. He was inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame, and then the night of, cops were called to his hotel room because there was a battery charge and he was being aggressive towards his wife of many years. Conor McGregor, recently. This is a most recent story. It happened in July, but the story was just released this week. McGregor allegedly assaulted this woman while on his yacht, while off the coast of Ibiza, which is near Spain. It's a party island. And the way the story goes, according to Mark Raimondi's of ESPN, McGregor was aggressive. He punched the woman in the stomach. He also connected with her chin. He then shoved the woman. He then charged the woman. She left his presence, and then she found an escape off the yacht by simply jumping off the yacht. She thought it was more safe to jump into open water, I assume at night. I assume that there was drugs and alcohol involved. She thought it was more safe to jump off a 30, I don't know how I should have done this, how high the deck is on a yacht. She thought it was more safe to jump off the deck of a yacht than to stay in the presence of Conor McGregor, a trained mixed martial artist who you should feel more safe around because, again, they have the tools to defend themselves and also defend those that cannot be defended. But McGregor, aggressive in his ways as of the last half decade, is not somebody you want to be around, especially when the alcohol is flowing. And there's been a lot of speculation to whether or not McGregor has been consuming party drugs on top of the alcohol. And yeah, it doesn't look good. Doesn't seem like McGregor can get a hold of his emotions and that he can be that true martial artist. You know, you see these bipolar posts once a week, once every other week, where McGregor's like, I found my Zen. I found my Zen. But then he has these outbursts right behind it consistently. John Jones, outbursts are a slower burn. He will be consistent. He will be principled in his approach for 6 to 9 months. And then he will have an outburst where he's shooting a gun while consuming heavy amounts of alcohol, which will then be caught on a cop's body cam. He will be then good again for another 6 to 9 to 12 months. And then he will have an even crazier outburst where he attacks his wife and the mother of his children on the weekend that he's being inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. McGregor's is less of a slow burn. It happens a lot more sporadically. And it's poor that McGregor, John Jones, and Dana White are the face of the sport. Everybody, the UFC is synonymous now with McGregor, John Jones, and Dana White over the last 20 years, the biggest athletes and faces of the biggest fight organization in the world. It's sad, man. Martial arts, as I was just speaking with a family member, is right below family to me. Martial arts has done so much for my life, so much for my career, so much for my just well-being and focus, and everything revolves around me training, getting out to the gym, staying focused, and bettering myself in terms of my skill and craft, but also my mental health. I cannot give enough credit to martial arts for me being where I am today. And I'm very lucky that I was presented it in when I was 19 years old at a formidable age when you're leaving high school, getting into college, dating, whatnot, and essentially becoming a man. And yeah, martial arts, and more specifically jiu-jitsu, was a huge cushion for me to fall back on and really transition into that manhood. And I'm very appreciative of martial arts. And I was introduced even earlier, when I was about 15 years old, to mixed martial arts, the UFC, when I saw The Ultimate Fighter. My sister, shout outs to my oldest sister, number one, she put on the reruns in the lead up to The Ultimate Fighter 1 finale. Spike was shown just rerun after rerun after rerun of The Ultimate Fighter 1 with Chris Lehman, Diego Sanchez, Forrest Griffin, rest in peace to Stephen Bonner. And that was my real introduction to cage fighting. And I was obsessed. I was hooked. I was 15 years old. I think the Mets were becoming something, but MMA slid in there as my number one athletic viewership. And then it went away until I could get a car and I could go to Hooters or Applebee's on my own, Smokin' Al's, and go, or Smokey Bones, lovely Long Island restaurants, and go on my own and go watch the pay-per-views on my own. Yeah, I was very appreciative of my sister for putting that in front of me. And it sucks when you find out not only that Santa Claus is real, but Santa Claus is a drunk and aggressive asshole. And that's basically what I've seen lately with MMA, martial arts, and the UFC more specifically, is that you have these people who once were hungry, who were polished individuals with the way they carried themselves, And Dana White was this strong, well-spoken, puff chest executive. McGregor, who was this hungry, young, mentally sharp, like a katana, this young lion that was ready to take out an entire army in 2015. John Jones, the day before he entered his first UFC title fight, he was stopping a crime in New Jersey, stopping a man on the street, became the first UFC athlete to be sponsored by Nike. John Jones, who had all the ability in the world, decided to take drugs, decided to take performance-enhancing drugs in the lead-up to his title defenses. John Jones cracked, became a shell of himself, and entered the darkness. Conor McGregor, after the Eddie Alvarez fight, which I think is peak McGregor, the champ's champ status, he became Money McGregor with the Floyd fight. He got pretty dirty. You saw the whiskey was involved in the lead up to that fight, and then it just blossomed as 4.3 million people saw the fight. Probably a lot more that illegally streamed that were unaccounted for. Then you had the bus incident. Then you had the dark, dark press conference and the lead up to the Khabib fight. Then you had McGregor punching a man in a bar, slapping a fan's phone out, punching a DJ, and getting aggressive with a woman on a yacht. McGregor has the entire world in his palm. And yet he turns to poor decision-making. Oh, yeah, how could I forget? A couple weeks ago, McGregor was being sued by his former best friend and teammate of many years, and Artem Lobov. The back and forth shots being fired was just very petty. And un-McGregor-like. And those of you who think I am trying to do a hit pod or do hit pieces on Twitter, if you don't understand how much I love this sport, how much I love martial arts, what martial arts has meant to me, you're a fool. John Jones was my favorite athlete. I remember when John Jones was fighting on Versus, going over to my friend Joe's house. We would tune in and see what John Jones is going to do to Vladimir Matyushenko, to Brennan Vera. Years ago. Dana White, he helped me get to this status and this point in my life because he was gracious enough to sit down and do a face-to-face interview and break news on the Outside the Cage podcast. And it blew up from there, and the rest is history. I really appreciated his energy and how fast his mind works and how likable he is. And Conor McGregor, 2016, when he was at his peak. When I looked and listened to every single interview, podcast, article, UFC Embedded, any content that I could find of McGregor, whether it was through BT Sport in the UK, anything, I was consuming. I was digesting. This man helped me really straighten out my thoughts and clear my thinking and bring out to a new high, a new peak, my self-belief and mental strength. And I, following the UFC 202 fight against Nate Diaz, about 4 weeks later, I stepped in a cage myself and fought mixed martial arts. John, Dana, Connor, huge parts of my late teens, early 20s, mid-20s. And they have entered the darkness. It is sad. It is frustrating. You want to just tune in for the fights. You want to just see McGregor return, John Jones return. Everything just be the same, but it's not. And Dana White put a stamp in that with the slap on New Year's Eve. The McGregor assault is just more of the same over the last 5 years. If John Jones gets in trouble with the cops or his family or tests positive for something, it's just more of the same. Dana White slapping his wife put a stamp on something needs to change. This is not the best representation of mixed martial arts of the UFC that there can be. And it's frustrating and it pisses me off that my favorite sport has this horrible connotation connected to it that these things happen in MMA. That's it, people. These things should not happen in MMA. They can happen in basketball, in baseball, in football, in soccer. Mixed martial artists, boxers need to be held to a higher standard because, like I said, they are walking around with weapons on them. They are trained and supposed to be disciplined athletes. That's why I will always tip my hat and give credit where credit is due to one Khabib Nurmagomedov. The man stepping out of character, jumping the cage at UFC 229 to fight Conor McGregor's entire army, that's him stepping out of line to fight not only the bully and beat the bully, but to beat the bully's entire team. That's Khabib stepping out of line. And to me, that's not a big deal. So, credit to Khabib Nurmagomedov, always. Now, that alleged assault is being swept under the rug because of what just happened. I think it was today, January 27th, Friday. Conor McGregor was hit by a car. And who knows if this is some PR thing to just make us forget about McGregor allegedly assaulting a woman. Now, McGregor's hit by a car. He says he almost died, but he looks good. He looks healthy. Shout-outs to Blue Jay MLB. Heard the guy who hit him was sipping on Proper 12 whiskey. That's the take of the week. That's an excellent comment. Maybe he was. I don't know if this is Ireland and everybody was drinking there. Maybe the cop who checked out the situation was drinking on whiskey. Maybe the friend who picked up McGregor was drinking on whiskey. I don't know. It's a mess. The timing is very interesting. Very interesting. But McGregor is okay. And again, Blue Jay MLB with the comment of the day. Take of the week. Heard the guy who hit him was sipping on Proper 12 whiskey. I freaking love it. Good job, Blue Jay. In the last 5 minutes, I want to talk about Glover Teixeira, Mauricio Shogun Rua retiring, and the UFC 283 aftermath. The main event was absolutely incredible. Jamahal Hill came to kill. He could not kill. the longtime veteran. And Glover hung up the gloves. He's stepping away from the sport. Hopefully he can be some type of ambassador for the sport. The dude has been through it all. Very much give credit to Glover Teixeira for stepping in about 6 weeks against a young killer who was motivated. Glover took his best shots, delivered some of his own, and the fight was just pure will, skill, and it was epic. Glover's got some epic battles under his belt, and this goes right under there with the rest of them. Glover, in my opinion, had the fight of the year at UFC 275 in Singapore against Yuri Prochazka. That back and forth fight was in freaking insane. So for Glover to go toe-to-toe in five rounds with these young killers, the peak of the UFC 205's division, again and again, much credit to the man. And he is a true champion, a true Rocky story. So great job by Glover, who had so many chances to hate the sport, to hate the UFC, to hate the way, to hate the cards that he was dealt. No, he just always grabbed his lunch pail and his hard hat and went to work and became a UFC champion. So credit to him. And more people should be shining a light on Glover than shining a light on what is the faces of the UFC in Dana, Connor, and John. Mauricio Shogun Rua, I mentioned him earlier with the fight against John Jones back in the Prudential Center. I believe that was UFC 128. Shogun Rua became a champion after beating a UFC champion after beating Lyoto Machida, lost it to John. Still, what was that? Over 10 years ago, still competing at the highest level of mixed martial arts. And much credit to him. He is one of the pioneers of Brazilian MMA and just another great guy. No bad word to speak about the man. He is a class act, as they say. Gilbert Burns, he is back in the winner's circle. He got a huge win, a very decisive, dominating submission victory via head and arm triangle against Neil Magny, the UFC's most winning UFC welterweight of all time. Neil Magny made it look like he was teaching a jiu-jitsu seminar. So credit to Gilbert Burns. Looked freaking phenomenal. Big fight for him. Big fight for him. He is still in the mix. He is not on the end. He's right where he needs to be. I think he won over a lot of people and really opened up a lot of eyes with his back and forth battle against Khamzat Chimaev last year. So Gilbert is not done. El Dariño is not done. Look for him to keep making some noise in that welterweight division. Another Brazilian. This was a Brazil versus the world card. Jessica Andrade looked phenomenal. Put the beating on Lauren Murphy and just kept it going. One-way traffic with the hooks. Left, right, up, down, just terrific fight mentality. The approach that she takes to fighting, just she seems like she can't wait for the fight. Like she is training, doing what she has to do, dieting, being disciplined. But when it comes to fighting, it just comes natural to her. There is no thinking. There is just fighting. And it's a beautiful thing to see. Credit to her. She is knocking on the door again of a UFC title fight. She's one of the greatest female fighters of all time. She is tied with Amanda Nunes. Shout outs to a fellow Brazilian female fighter as well. Tied with the Lioness for the most UFC victories in women's UFC MMA history. I probably botched that, but Jessica Andrade did not botch her performance. She looked terrific, and just big fights for her. The UFC is off tomorrow and this weekend. They return next weekend. Sergey Spivak versus Derek Lewis. Derek Lewis, always under the radar. Most knockouts in UFC history. No doubt going to be an entertaining fight. Oh, there was a... No, yes, it's the Bellator card. On the same night, on CBS, 9 p.m., Fedor versus Ryan Bader. Bader. But in the co-main event, Anatoly Tokov versus Johnny Eblen for the Bellator middleweight title fight is my fight of the weekend. And I cannot wait to watch that. I have to figure out the CBS stream. Just another login and freaking activate code that I got to figure out. God bless you if you are over 50 and you are trying to keep up with the latest streams, especially in fighting, or if it's HBO or Amazon. God bless you, because by Disney Plus, it can be a pain in the a to figure out these logins. So God bless you. You are the real champion. You are the real weekend winning warrior. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It was another episode, another excellent episode of the Iktagon. It's always coming with negativity stuff. Dana White still not punished. McGregor alleged assault. A woman jumps off a freaking yacht. And McGregor hit by a car is the lightest of the negative storylines. How crazy is that? Shout-outs to Shogun Hua. Shout-outs to Glover Teixeira. You guys are the real champions. And I love everything you do for this sport, my favorite sport. And your boy, Ike Feldman, is out. Love you guys. Peace.